York's history is largely defined by its waterways. But what about its future? The New York Power Authority recently authorized a $300 million plan to reimagine the state's canals, and while it primarily focuses on the Erie Canal, some of the state's other waterways are receiving small makeovers this winter. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and I stopped along the Champlain Canal for an inside look at a lock pump out.
Do we have a hard ask for Jesse?
Yeah, I'll get one.
Whitehall's Lock C-12, the last leading into Lake Champlain, sees some 1,000 lockings from May to mid-October. Before its maintenance crew, the off-season is when things get busy. Having drained all 1.7 million gallons of water from the chamber, employees of the State Canal Corporation are ready to assess its wear and tear.
We have the hard hat glasses wear at all times. We're also going to keep our vest on, safety boots. It is icy out there, so be very careful.
Visitors may go down into the lock itself, normally for pump-outs, or the 8-foot tunnels used to fill the chamber. But today is too icy, with a wind chill near 20 degrees. So instead, perched along the lock's edge, Canal Corps engineer Aaron Mattoon points to a group of hard-headed workers below, gathered around one of two giant doors, or miter gates, at the end of the lock.
When it comes to the gates, we're replacing everything that would do a nice job sealing. There's timbers where the miter gates touch themselves vertically, and then there's rubber seal against the concrete angle on the bottom, and that's going to need some significant repair. So it's going to be a good bit of concrete work on the miter sill this year.
Mattoon says the combined damage near the miter sill, the concrete area where the gates close, is this pump out's surprise task. Usually crews just remove and rehab the lock's operational parts, but the weakened sill has led to significant leaking. Not enough to be dangerous, per se, but enough to make lockings take longer. Getting to the sill and the underside of the gate can be difficult, as the 50-ton doors operate on hinges, and the crew lacks the space to crane lift them out. So Mattoon says they need to get creative.
The square that's furthest to the left is timbers, but in between there is a sandwich airbag. They jack it this side a little bit, and then they go over there and jack it that side a little bit, and each time they're coming up and they're adding new cribbing on there to lift it up enough. You see the white 5-gallon bucket?
Yeah.
And then a little further to the right there? That's a pivot point. And up top, the gate will be supported by anchor arms that tie back. So that's how, essentially, you're all pivoting on that one point.
The Champlain Canal is almost 200 years old, and the concrete lock is over 100, so parts aren't easy to come by. Mattoon says they're made in-house in nearby Fort Edward, where employees also carry out the usual work, rehabbing the lock's timbers, motors, and tunnel-wide butterfly valves. The pump-out also gives crews a chance to power wash the miter gates and chamber walls, which are covered in tiny brown-striped zebra mussels. Canal Corps spokesman Stephen Gossett says they're an invasive species, and the new state plan intends to address them, but Mattoon isn't particularly concerned.
They're not a nuisance. Operationally, they're not a nuisance for us.
All of this has to happen before the season resumes in May. Gossett says the Canal Corps funds the work, but since it covers 57 locks statewide and averages 5 or 6 pump-outs a winter, Lock C-12 won't get another makeover for 10 years. Whitehall clientele has changed somewhat over the years, too, from barges hauling supplies to the now-closed Plattsburgh Air Force Base to smaller pleasure boats and kayaks. Unlike most on the canal, Lock C-12 fills from only one side. A hydro plant next door carries Wood Creek to generate clean energy. Whitehall Town Supervisor John Rosell was among those observing the pump out. He hopes to see the canal bring more tourists to the area.
You got to put some time in showing the Canal Corp that their support with the local area. We back their work and we need their work. So.
The Champlain Canal is one of 4 major canals in New York State. It stretches 64 miles from the Hudson River at Waterford to Wood Creek and Lake Champlain. Reporting from Whitehall for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.